U.S. hits Iran with new sanctions. Lisa Brady, Fox News. This comes amid protests over a woman's death in police custody.
The sanctions follow the deaths of at least nine protesters who were killed in fighting with Iranian security forces after demonstrations started over the weekend over the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. She was detained after Iran's morality police said she was wearing her hijab too loosely. The sanctions by the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control named the leaders of the Iranian Ministry of Intelligence and Security, the Army's ground forces, and other law enforcement entities, which denies them access of their properties and bank accounts held in the U.S. Iran has faced global condemnation over Amini's death, with the U.N. Human Rights Office calling for an investigation. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Russia facing more international condemnation at the United Nations today as NATO joins the chorus of condemnation over Russia's plan to hold votes in separatist regions of Ukraine tomorrow. The NATO alliance urging rejection of blatant attempts at territorial conquest. The U.S. has also shunned what it calls sham referenda that are planned. The U.S. Secretary of State, meantime, calling for unity at the U.N. against Russia's apparent escalation of the war in Ukraine, a day after Russia's president said that he was mobilizing more forces, calling up as many as 300,000 reserve forces. Congress has just over a week left to avoid a government shutdown. There is some partisan feuding, though, over what issues might get folded into a short-term spending bill, which is what's needed before the current funding runs out 8 days from now. Republicans accusing Democrats of trying to include things they don't want, and vice versa, Democrats accusing Republicans of an extreme agenda. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Alabama still wants to kill a killer, even though it's not the method of execution he says he requested.
57-year-old Alan Miller was sentenced to die for killing three people in Alabama in 1999, but his sentence was put on hold by a federal court after Miller complained the state lost paperwork in which Miller requests suffocation with nitrogen instead of the more common lethal injections. Now Alabama wants the U.S. Appeals Court for the 11th Circuit to lift the district judge's stay, saying there's no evidence to support Miller ever filed such a request. Nitrogen hypoxia, as it's called, is approved for carrying out death sentences, but no state has tested it yet.
Fox's Evan Brown. Alabama has said in court it's not prepared to use that new method yet. Indiana's new abortion ban on hold, blocked by a county judge while a court fight continues with clinic operators who claim the law violates the state constitution. The temporary injunction means that for now, abortions are allowed again in Indiana before 20 weeks of pregnancy. Windows are the focus of a new auto recall.
Tesla has issued a recall for over a million vehicles because of a window automatic reversal system that may not react correctly after detecting an obstruction, meaning some fingers could be pinched with too much force before the window reverses direction. The recall affects certain 2017 to 2022 Model 3, 2020 to 2021 Model Y and 2021 to 22 Models S and X vehicles. The fix would be an over-the-air update. Tesla says it's not aware of any injuries related to the faulty automatic reversal system. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks remain lower, not a big sell-off. The Dow just down 38 points, the S&P slipping 25. Oil prices, meantime, are inching higher, but they're still under $84 a barrel. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.